Hi, my name is Ryan, and welcome to This Amazing Life, the show that brings you people, topics, and ideas that inspire you to live, love, and lead your own amazing life. I believe that my mission in life is to be a source of light and joy for the world. I hope that our time together can give you a little bit more of both. So thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Hi, welcome to episode number 115 of This Amazing Life. My name is Ryan. I'm so glad that you decided to be here with me today. I am going to get into your brand new intention of the week. If perhaps it is your first time listening to the show, this is just a short phrase or a mantra or a guideline that I use to coach or help individuals and my athletes in person or online to help us keep a proactively positive mindset, because everybody knows there are different days, different times. We have highs, we have lows. But for as much as we can manage, we want to try the best that we can every day. So your intention of the week, I love this one. It is dream bigger. Again, your intention of the week is dream bigger. What am I talking about? Everybody starts out at one point or another having different goals, ambitions, dreams, beliefs, ideas of how they can improve their life or the life of somebody else. And some people are very good at trying to shake off the fear, the doubt, the disbelief, the uncertainty. But for most of us, you or myself included, maybe, we can have days where maybe something just didn't go according to plan, or you got a negative piece of feedback that really kind of knocked you down a peg, or some other different event that kind of took the wind out of your sails, or maybe it was a previous experience that happened to you in the past. And because you had a disappointment or a setback or a failure previously, then you're kind of benchmarking your current or your future circumstances off of what happened, and you limit what you think is your actual true potential or what you're even capable of doing. So I am here to remind you very boisterously, very positively, very enthusiastically, I want you to dream bigger. Think about it for a second. If you have some type of a personal goal, professional goal, a service-oriented goal, if there's anything that pops in your mind where you want to improve your life or the life of somebody else. So for example, you want to grow your business by a certain revenue benchmark, or you are hoping to do some type of a health and wellness fitness goal, and it's something that's very daunting and you've never tried it before, or you just aren't sure if you're capable of doing it, or if you have some type of an ambition to do a specific level of community outreach in the local area to help people in need, great. But what I don't want you to do, which is so common for me, for you, for people we know, is we have these wild, crazy, ambitious ideas, and we start to reel them back a little bit. We start to lower our expectations, or we start to dial down the intensity and the enthusiasm. And I want you to notice how backing off, or if you can imagine going up a ladder or up a flight of stairs, how physically backtracking or going down or downscaling that idea or that vision you have, it's putting out the wrong vibes. I mean, already telling yourself that, you know what, I don't think that I can do quite that much, or I don't know if I can make this happen. What I want us to do is to rephrase this conversation in your mind or in my mind, or when we're talking to somebody else, where it could sound exactly like, I can only do so much. But I want you to believe you can do so much more. There is a power, there's an energy, there's a momentum, there's a pace that comes with your enthusiastic pursuit of something that you aren't sure whether or not it's going to work out, but it makes you excited to think about the possibility of how you could change your life or the life of somebody else if you just tried. I mean, imagine if all of the stars lined up perfectly for you. What are the types of emotions that you're experiencing when that goal starts to become more and more of a reality? You get even more excited about that stuff. You tell people about those goals, and they want to buy into your enthusiasm and your excitement. And it's just, it's contagious. That's the word that I've been looking for the last 30 seconds. It's contagious. Your enthusiasm and your desire to work towards a big goal, people will catch on to it when they see how motivated and dedicated you are towards that. So even though something may seem really wildly ambitious and you're not entirely sure how it could happen, at least set the intention that you're going to try your best and use that internal fire, those emotions, those amazing feelings of pride, of enthusiasm, of joy, whatever it is, to fuel yourself to continue working forward. You will definitely have times where you are challenged, either by a coworker, by a peer, by a loved one, a family member, or a friend. And it's going to come down to you whether or not you're going to stick the path and continue walking down the line or running towards the goal that you have for yourself. As always, I try to give you a couple practical tips or recommendations that you can do. And some of them are ones that I give very frequently. One that I know that I rely on a lot is exercising. Some days when I don't feel like I have the best energy in the world, I know that even if I can get myself to do a 30-minute workout, whatever that is for you or for me, I almost always feel better. I feel more clear-headed. I feel more solution-oriented, and I'm definitely more proactive in terms of the action steps that I take in terms of moving in a generally forward direction. Another thing you could do is just to make sure that you are surrounding yourself with people that are in your corner and they want you to be successful. You and I know that there have probably been times where we have had one person or multiple people in our lives that had a different perspective or a different outlook on life. And because their ideals or their perceptions of life don't actually line up with yours, then you communicate differently. And they could make comments like, do you really think that's the smartest idea? Oh, that sounds really hard. Are you sure this is going to work out? And if you're anything like me, that is so frustrating. It's so frustrating to hear that from somebody that you know may or may not, hopefully, is in fact in your corner. But just because this person that you know doesn't communicate or see things exactly the way that you do, then they have a little bit of that realistic, quote unquote, perception of what could or could not happen. So I want to encourage you. I want to inspire you. I want to nudge you into dreaming bigger. If you have had any type of idea, inspiration, or project pop into your head, and you were so excited about it, but then 2 seconds later, you started dialing it down, or you started downscaling your ambition, or you started reworking what you thought your expectation was going to go, I want you to stop. Stop doing that to yourself. Inject that positivity, that proactive, that can-do spirit, that will take action. Make sure that you're surrounding yourself and communicating those types of goals and dreams with people that you align with and you think that will be supportive of your ambition. So the first recommendation was making sure that you're exercising, making sure that you're surrounding yourself with good people that communicate on a similar level with you. And if you really need to just kind of remove yourself from that sense of fear, doubt, or disbelief or uncertainty, you could always write it out in a journal, you could verbalize it through your phone, or you could meditate just to kind of recenter your thoughts and to not allow the emotion of fear or uncertainty to be the driving force in setting the expectations of your own life. I really like this intention of the week. Dreaming big is it can be amazing. I mean, if you have anybody in your life that is just a role model or an influence, so for me, for example, it could be Walt Disney, the amount of stuff that he was able to accomplish just based on an idea and his relentlessness in pursuit of what it was that he was hoping to achieve to create this sense of happiness and joy and wonder for families and kids is really touching for me. And there's tons of people and tons of examples out there. So hopefully you have somebody in your life that's a great example or a local example. And hey, like it may sound crazy, but if you can, if that person's still around and they have some type of an open communication platform, email or social media, reach out to them. And you never know, you might hear back from them. And really, it's just trying to surround yourself with more people that are going to kind of build you up and want you to work towards those goals. Thank you so much for choosing to listen to episode number 115, Dream Bigger. If you have a goal or a dream or ambition, try to write down exactly what it is that you are looking to do, how it would feel when you do it, and who you're going to help or what you're going to actually achieve. And to the best that you can, stick with it. Don't downscale your goal. Don't downscale your dream. Don't limit your own potential. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. God bless, and I will talk to you soon.